up and they'll look ugly at you. But I'm glad that it's under the blood. I think back over in Exodus chapter number 1. I'm going to read you a couple of verses there. That says that these, now understand that these were slaves. These were old slaves. So they had a past. They had a horrific past. There's no telling what they saw. No telling what they went through. The Bible says in chapter 1 and verse number 11, it says, therefore they did set taskmasters over them to afflict them with their burdens. And they built Pharaoh's treasure cities of Pithom and Ramses. Verse 13, the Egyptians made children of Israel, the children of Israel, to serve with rigor. Verse 14, and they made their lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar and in brick and in all manner of service in the field. And their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor. Now I want to say this tonight. As you were in this world, as you were lost and on your way to hell, all the devil's doing is using you to build his cities. All the devil does to a lost man is use you to build for the outside. You may think you're getting ahead when you're lost, but you're really going down. Amen. And listen to me. It is a life of destruction. It is a life of rigor. It is a life of hard bondage. It is a life that'll lead, and you'll finally find yourself with a destructive life and a life of misery. That's where there was. But I'm glad that there is a chapter 12 in my life. I'm glad that there is a chapter where the Lamb was slain. Amen. I'm glad that I partook of His body. And I'm glad the blood was applied to my life. Amen. And I no longer live in that past. Yes, it lives in my memory. And listen to me. Every once in a while it pops up. But I sure am glad that there is something called the blood of the Lamb that's washed all my sins away. And it's gone. It's gone. It's gone. Thank God. It's gone. There's a past that haunted them. You know, some of us, some of them, no doubt, had scars from their past. No doubt they had some scars from those past. You think about the whippings that they had. You think about the sunburn, maybe the burdens that they had to bear on their back. No doubt they had some men that their backs was about to give out on them and their legs was about to give out. You know, sin will do you that way. Sin will weigh you down. Sin will mark you up. Oh, listen to me. I can tell you, there's some folks in here, and there's some folks that listen. You can testify tonight that sin will leave its mark on you. And listen to me. If there's any young folks in here, I'm telling you, you play with sin, and it'll mark you for the rest of your days. Yeah, Jesus can forgive you, and He will forgive you, and He'll wash you clean and give you a clean slate. But sin can leave a mark on you that you can't wash off with Ajax. You can't get it off with bleach. But I'm telling you tonight, sin is a wicked thing, and sin is something that'll destroy you. Scars from their past sins. But I think about going on and pressing on, even though some have sorrow from separations. Think about the separations. You know, some that said bye to graveyard to some loved ones and left us to make the journey alone. Some of you had companions that's made the crossing. Some of you had friends and preachers and good friends that's made this crossing, and here you are by yourself. Well, what do I do? And I can't imagine. I thought of Miss Gail back there. They've been married for 67 years, I believe. And what an amazing testimony to be married that long. But I have to think about Sister Gail at how hard of a task that she's facing now to make it even a short time without one she spent that long with. What do you got to do? What can you do? All you can do is go forward. All you can do in hard times, dark times, difficult times, times that breaks you back, times that breaks your heart, is just pick up and go forward, amen. You may not run a mile. You may just get one step tomorrow, but make that step forward and go forward for the glory of God. Amen. We ought to purpose in our heart and determine ourselves that we're going to get up and go on for the glory of God because the finish line ain't very far off. Not only a past that haunts us, but also I think about these people's minds. I'm trying to think of their minds and what they might have been thinking as they're now walking in places that they've never been before. And as they're heading out through here, and they can remember back at those taskmasters. They can remember back at Pharaoh and Ramses. They can remember all those people there. And no doubt there's some people that hurt us. You know, one of the things that cripples churches is this right here. And this is what the devil uses. And you know this as well as I do, but it's well worth mentioning. He'll get somebody on this side mad at this side. Somebody on this side will say something that never intended to hurt anybody's feelings on this side, never meant to, but the devil will take that and put it in their ear and let them get off on their own by themselves and make them think about that. And the devil will twist it and spin it, amen, just like CNN, and make some junk out of it. And before you know it, this person over here is mad at this person, and it's causing strife and division in the church. And that's what we take from these people that hurt us. These people that'll hurt you. Get over it, amen. That's just what we got. I'm just not trying to be mean. I'm just telling you, we got to get to the point where we can get over some things. We got to get to the place to where what Susie said and what Paul said about me. Listen, they didn't mean nothing by that. If they did, the Lord will deal with them. Amen. Just get over it for the glory. It's not worth it. It's not worth your time worrying about it. Understand the devil's tactics. When you are offended at somebody has offended you or offended at someone, all it's going to do is gnaw at you all day long. They're off playing golf. They're off shopping. They're enjoying their life. And here you are, your whole entire day is ruined because you can't sleep at night because what Susie said to you. Am I right about it? And it ain't worth it. Understand, the enemy is not us. The enemy is not the church. The enemy is not the pastor. The enemy is the devil. He's took something. He's took that little ember and he's blown on it and he's put some tinder with it and he's caused a big fire in your mind. And it's not worth listening to. Amen? I think about this, though. There's a foe out there that trips us up. There's a foe out there. Oh, Slewfoot, you be careful giving place to the devil. I don't care who you are. Listen to me. I love you tonight. But I've seen the best fall. Listen to me. I've seen the best fall under. And I've seen the best do things that were unthinkable. And you know what? You know what you ought to do? You ought to beg God to protect you. You ought to beg God for mercy. You ought to beg God to hedge you in. You ought to beg God to hedge your children in because there's a real devil out there. I said there's a real devil out there that's after you and after your children, after your family, and he wants to destroy them and make light of them. We better realize that there is a foe. We're not in this just to come to church and you know, come in here and see what the preacher preaches and just leave out and live our merry life. This is a real battle. There's a battle between the flesh and there's a battle between the spirit. Our foe is old Slewfoot, but I tell you, my biggest enemy is myself. I'm my biggest hurt. I'm my biggest fault. I mess up more, but I can't blame the devil for a lot of the junk I do. Listen, but I'm telling you, I am somebody that I have to keep in check. I have to, as Paul, I have to crucify myself daily. I have to take those areas of my life and I have to try. Sometimes I don't get the sword drawn quick enough. Sometimes it gets the best of me. I'm being honest with you. But I've got to try to crucify the areas of my life that are hurting me and destroying me. People that hurt us, I hurt my own self. You think about it. You hurt your own self probably more than anybody in this room. You do more damage. There's this foe that trips us. But there's also, I believe, some folks that trouble us. There's some folks that trouble us. As we look at these people, as they look back in their years of bondage, and maybe some of them saw their daddy die at the hand of an Egyptian. Maybe he whipped him to death. Maybe some children died because they refused them medicine, whatever it might be. Boy, I think back. Think about these people, looking back on these people, and no doubt there's some people, there's some folks that trouble them. There's some folks that troubles them, some old acquaintances, some old people that they knew. Not only that, but I think about the religious crowd. There is a pharisaical crowd that would love to see you fall. There is a crowd on the outside. There's a lost crowd that you work with that keeps an eye on you, and they'd love to see you fall. Amen. Why? Just so they'd have something to talk about. Stay in this. Can I say it again? Just keep on keeping on. Keep on the old path. Just keep on going the way you're going and press on for the glory of God. Don't be swayed. Don't be detoured. Don't fall for the devil's tricks, because he wants to distract you. He wants to distract you. We got a good thing going on right here. Got a good pastor and pastor's wife. This is a blessing here. And you'd better rest assured that the devil has a strategy meeting every week. And he wants to see how he can infiltrate this building and this people here and try to destroy it. He would love to, he'd love to make it a liberal place. He would love to make it a crazy place, a nut house. I'm telling you what I'm saying. Listen, he would love to take the Spirit of God from this place if he could and replace it with his Spirit. Well, we need to be careful out there. It's people that hurt us. Be careful. Past that haunts us. But I also think, as we look at this, there's a path that's hard to travel. A path that's hard to travel. You know, a lot of places will tell you, a lot of places will preach it, when you get saved, everything's going to be great. All that sin's gone, you're just going to smooth sail all the way to heaven. You're going to have plenty of money in the bank. Your kids is going to act right. You're always going to have a great job. Your 401k is going to grow automatically. Everything's going to be good since you know. But that's not so. That's just not so. You see, when you got saved, you signed up in the army. You're in God's army. And listen, we're not on the reserves, we're on the front lines. I said we on the front lines of battle, and the war is raging more today than it ever has, I believe, in the history of time. And you're one of God's soldiers. You're in God's army. And it's time to battle. It's time to fight. It's not time to throw the rifle down and go AWOL. It's not time to get scared and fret. It's time to get strength from the Word of God. It's not time to say, I'm done. It's not time to get hurt at the one that's in the foxhole with you. It's time to go on for the glory of God. Just keep on keeping on. Just press on. There's a path that's hard. Verse 3 of verse 3, notice, for Pharaoh will say, Lord saying this, but Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness hath shut them in. There's an opposition that says we can't. There's an opposition. Our opposition says we'll never make it. All the demons of hell says we'll never make it. Listen, they say, this church, there's nothing to it, and it'll never make it. I can think about across from Southern Lady. I can think about when it was at the house over there. How many people said it'll never make it? You ever wondered that? How many folks laughed because it was a little storefront building? And I'm telling you now, I'll be honest with you, it was cute as it could be, but it was rinky-dink. Amen? Thank God for some air in here. But them window units were stuck in the backside back there right as you walk in. You couldn't even talk on the sidewalk because they were roaring. But you get in there and it would be ice cold. I remember y'all used to crank them down all the way down the night before and get it like an ice box in there. You'd go in there and you'd freeze to death. But by the time the service was over, everybody was in there fanning. You get 100 folks in a little, amen. And I know as people was parked out there in front of the Southern Lady and people would ride by, they'd say, what in the world? They'd go up there and try to get them a tenderloin biscuit or something with them clothes. Amen. But they'd look at, it'll never work. It'll never happen. But look here now. Look here now. Don't believe the devil's lies. He'll say it'll never work. He'll say it'll never last. But I'm glad God is in charge and God's on the throne. And God has brought you this far. You got saved how many years ago? You got saved a long time ago. And you've been through many fires. And you've been through many deep waters and deep rivers. And you've faced some big old mountains. And you've made it through. And here you are. And how many times did the devil tell you, you're not going to make it through this. You're not going to get it get through this. But you're here tonight. And you made it through. And listen to me, the devil might be telling you tonight, you're not going to make it through this, and you made it through them, but this one's going to do you in. Oh, but listen to me. The devil is a liar. He's a liar. And I'm glad tonight that I serve a God who's not going to let me down. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad that? Last time I checked, all that the Father gives him will come unto him. Amen? It seems like I remember somewhere in that chapter, I can't quote it, seems like I remember that I'm in his hand. And seems like I remember that nobody's going to pluck me out of his hand. Amen? And listen to me, that's a little bit sovereign right there. But I'm glad I serve a sovereign God who's got me in the palm of his hand. And all of hell can come against me. And it cannot touch me because I'm in his hand. And he is a holy God. Hallelujah. Ain't that a blessing tonight? Imagine God's big old hand. Well, we know the earth's his footstool, so his hand's got to be pretty big. And I'm right smack dab in the middle of it. And what devil's going to come up there and get me out of his hand? I'm protected. I'm taken care of. I'm taken care of. He's good to me. A path that's hard to travel. There's opposition that says we can't. But verse number 9, I noticed some obstacles that stand in our way. Verse number 9, watch this. But the Egyptian pursued after them. And the horses and the chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army and overtook them in camping by the sea besides Pithoroth before Baal Zephon. So we see here there's some obstacles that they are facing. No doubt. We got to get here just a minute. I'm nearly about done already. But let's look here at what they're facing. Think about this and compare it to your life and what you're facing right now or what you've been through. They've gotten saved. They've marched on. No doubt they were saved. Think about the praises of God and the worship that was going on from Egypt to the Red Sea. Think about how, boy, they must have had some more meeting. They was probably skipping along, pulling them carts, toting that gold, and everything was going great. Everything was wonderful. But listen to me. Somebody said, I hear some chariots are coming. And here we are. We walk right down this alleyway, right through this pass here, these mountains, and all of a sudden there's a sea in front of them. There's no way to go to the right. There's no way to go to the left. They can't turn around and go back. They cannot go forward as far as they see. So there's some obstacles. In your life tonight, I wonder what you're facing. I wonder what kind of, I'd say that's pretty big giants. How you going to get several million people over a mountain? You ain't going to do it. How in the world are you going to turn several million people back and defeat the greatest army in the world. It's not going to happen. Them folks ain't even got a gun. They ain't got nothing. They ain't even got a case knife on them. And here this sea is in front of them. Can't none of them swim. Any of y'all ever been to Egypt? It's dry. Here you are. You've been shouting the praise. You've been singing. You've been just so blessed. Boy, everything's going great. Everything's wonderful. How many of y'all have been praising God, raising your hand towards heaven? Come on. But all of a sudden, you've got some obstacles. You know what you got to do? Keep on keeping on. What else you gonna do? Amen. You can't quit. Let me say this tonight. If you're saved, washed in the blood, a child of God, you can't quit. You may think you can, but you can't. I've tried every which way, but you can't. Why? Because I'm a child of God. And so, as these obstacles come in your life, as these difficult places come in your life, these difficult situations come in your life that you don't see a way out of, maybe your child is absolutely going berserk. Maybe your finances, maybe you're fixing to lose everything. I don't know. Maybe you're on the verge of bankruptcy. Maybe your job is real, real rocky. Maybe your mind is going crazy. Maybe you're in a place to where you don't know what in the world to do. I've been there. Anybody else ever been there? I'm talking about really hard time. I ain't talking about had a flat, run over the dog. I'm talking about serious stuff. How many of you has ever been there? How many of you has ever been to a place? You may be there right now. What do I do, preacher? All you can do is raise your head up and say, I belong to Him. He's my God. He is my shepherd. And I'm going to be all right one way or the other. I'm going to be okay. He'll never leave you. And He'll never forsake you. He'll never forsake you. He'll never set you down. I don't care if you've made the blunder. I don't care if you just got caught in a bad time. I don't care. He'll never turn His back and say, well, you got yourself into that. Let's see what you can do, big boy. He'll never do that. I would probably do that. But He'll never do that, Brother Shay. He'll never do that. You know what? He's always there. His mercies are new every morning. And His compassions fail not. Great is His faithfulness. Great is His faith. He is faithful. Amen. There's a path that's hard to travel. And something else I want you to realize. As these people here, wasn't just one person that faced this sea, these mountains, this army behind them. It wasn't just one person, but it was millions. I want you to understand this, that there's some people that's helping us. Listen to me, the devil would have you to believe that you're the only one that's going through what you're going through right now. And you may be the only one in the building that's going through the particular storm that you're going through. But I want to tell you, I want to give you a little news flash. The devil's still a liar. He's a liar on this point just like he was on a liar in point number two. You ain't the only one that's going through hell and high water. You may be facing financial difficulties, but this one over here may be facing something with their children, with their marriage, and they're hurting just as bad as you're hurting. They're going through it, and they are not getting any sleep over here. They're not getting any sleep over here. They're all going through it. There's a lot of people that's in this. Listen to me. I've been there. I've had my pity parties. Anybody ever said, oh me? Anybody ever had their pity parties and felt like everybody had it made but me? Everybody's going through the meal but me. Everybody's got it made. I'm going through the meal. And, you know, I wish somebody just pray for me. And it's all right to ask somebody to pray. But you know what the devil wants you to do? He wants you to think that you're the only one. And he'll tell you a stinking lie that God's singled you out and he's punishing you for this. He's punishing you. He's bringing this on you. He's being mean to you. That's a lie. That's a lie. He loves you. Would you do your child that way? Absolutely not. I'm his child. If you're saved tonight, you're his child. He loves you with a love that we don't even fathom. There's some people that's helping us. There's a Savior that's protecting us. Verse 14, the Lord shall fight for you. There's a Savior that's protecting us. There's a shepherd that's pointing us. Very important to be in God's house. Very important. I'm glad Brother Ken is the pastor here. And a lot of folks, I've been off preaching a bunch here. Like, a lot of folks don't realize what a pastor is. A pastor is to lead a flock, right? He is the under-shepherd. You've heard that term used. The Christ is the chief shepherd. He's the great shepherd. He is the example of a shepherd. He shepherds all of us. But Brother Ken is who God has ordained here at this church to be the shepherd, the under-shepherd. And what a blessing it is that we've got a shepherd that's doing what? Pointing us. You'll notice in this scripture here, and I can't get into it, but you'll notice who God talked to. He didn't talk to the little lady back that was 300,000 people back. He didn't talk to the fellow that was 429,000 back in the crowd. But he talked to Moses. You know, if God gives direction to this church, if God gives direction to his people, it's going to come through that man right over. It'll come through him. Thank God for a pastor to appoint us. A Savior that'll protect us. But there are some saints that's present with us on this journey. Ain't you glad? Ain't you glad tonight as you face difficult times? And you do. You know that. This is a Wednesday night crowd. Ain't you glad that when you get to your wit's end, y'all know what I'm talking about? Y'all comprehend that? Your wit's end. I'm talking about stressed out. Ain't you glad that you can call a brother or sister? Sometimes you may want to ask them to pray for you. Sometimes they're probably already praying for you before you even call. There were some prayer requests made in this room right here for some people that's in here. You probably didn't even know that you were mentioned. You see, it's a blessing that there's some saints that's with us on this journey. Yeah, we go through it. Absolutely, it's a battle. Imagine those men that stormed the beaches of Normandy in World War II. And was facing what they faced. Imagine that. How difficult. But you know what? It amazes me to watch those videos. One would fall right beside, and another one they just keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. And you know what? Somebody may fall beside us. Somebody may get wounded. Keep on going. Press on. Keep on. If this Wednesday night crowd, and I know it's hard, I know you're tired, stressed out. We live in a stressful day. We live in a tired time. And I know it'd be easy to stay at the house. But if you quit, if you stay at the house, if you get lax, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? I think about Brother Vince. Brother Vince, I pray for you all the time. You know why I pray for Brother Vince? The Lord burdened my heart with Brother Vince because I know he's a prayer warrior, and ain't no telling how many times he's prayed for me. And I want to help him shoulder that burden. You ought to pick you somebody out. We're a team. We're family. We need one another. We ain't got far to make. We ain't got far to travel. And I know it looks dark. I know it looks hard. But keep on keeping on. I think about Brother Howard back there. I know Brother Howard don't never do this to impress anybody. He does it for the glory of God. He gives his testimony in there. And Brother Howard, that charges my battery. When I get to go in there, and I go in there, and I don't see Brother Howard, it sort of lets me down. Because I know he's going to say, thank the Lord. And it's down in him, Brother Kent. He ain't just blowing hot air. He's excited that the Lord saved him from hell. Well, we need one another. We need one another. We need one another. Father, thank you tonight for the sweet Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, for these, your people. God, help them. Help me. Lord, we love you and we praise your sweet name. We ask you to bless us and protect us and help us, guide us and guard us. In Jesus' name. Amen.